remembering awareness. Being aware of what is happening in the present moment. That curious attention. What is actually happening? Wisdom begins to grow, to learn. What leads the mind to more ease and peace, and what it is that pulls the mind into stress. Struggle and suffering. That learning is a natural process that happens as the mindfulness is more continuous. With the continuity of mindfulness, the mind begins to understand the patterns that are unfolding, the conditions, how they the conditions of this moment affect the conditions of the next moments. And so the continuity of mindfulness is really where the learning, where the wisdom naturally develops. We don't have to try to figure things out. We don't have to try to make the connections about the conditionality. Wisdom does that. And that is supported by the light touch of effort that supports a continuity of mindfulness. Sometimes we need to make more effort. If our mind is not so connected with the present moment, sometimes we have to remind ourselves more frequently. Making more effort doesn't mean trying harder in a moment. It's more remembering in more moments. Just a light touch of remembering aware. Is there awareness? That curiosity of recognizing the awareness and curious about what awareness is aware of, receiving that rather than looking for or directing, finding something. Aware of what is obvious. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves more frequently but in a relaxed way, a light way. Are you aware of what as the practice unfolds, as there's times in the day, sometimes the momentum of mindfulness builds. And there's less of a need to remind ourselves because there's more awareness already happening. And so perhaps you can let go of reminding yourselves as frequently. Feeling into connecting with the experience of being aware. It's like riding that wave or hovering with that and experiencing the flow of changing objects, experiences in that wave. And beginning to get familiar with the experience of mindfulness, of awareness, we can also start to recognize when the awareness gets a little bit weak or disconnected, just kind of floating back or something like that. And as we get familiar with that sense of the mindfulness being steady and stable versus a little bit wobbly, when it gets wobbly, a reconnecting. Oh, remember awareness. What's happening? What's obvious? There's a little bit of the art of our practice, how we make effort. And it's rarely a steady state. It's always shifting and changing. Sometimes we need more effort, sometimes less. But over time, there's a tendency for the momentum of mindfulness to strengthen, and so less effort is supportive as we go at times. Sometimes it's enough just to simply connect with awareness, just remembering, aware. And there's not a need to additionally kind of check what we are aware of. Simply recognizing that we're aware, we already know what awareness is aware of. And so it's just remembering, reminding ourselves to be aware. Sometimes it's more of an acknowledgement, not so much a checking, am I aware, but a recognition, already aware. It's not an effort. It's just a recognition. Awareness is here. Already aware. Interest and curiosity are also natural supports. For a continuity of mindfulness. What's this? Kind of the way a naturalist might be sitting curious about what happens around them. Not digging or prying or poking, but just available. What's coming out here? How does that creature do its thing? What are the relationships between creatures and beings and plants? Just a curiosity. How do things affect each other? With curiosity, there's a natural engagement to be here, to learn. What's this? Sometimes a couple of questions that can expand. What we're aware of. What else is happening right now? What am I not seeing? And again, not looking for answers, but just dropping those questions in, opening to the curiosity of what awareness is receiving. Wisdom can also be a support for continuity. Reminding ourselves of what we've understood. It's just an object, just an experience, a happening arising. It's impermanent. This is nature. These conditions unfolding. The more awareness opens to the truth of the moment, what is actually happening, our minds actually like that deep honesty. Wisdom likes that deep honesty. Delusion doesn't like that deep honesty. there's a way that deeply opening to what is actually happening in this moment the mind will just relax into the moment with a very natural awareness, carrying itself, awareness and wisdom carrying themselves, continuing, exploring, curious, learning. Very little, if any, effort required. Just a natural momentum of awareness and wisdom. And sometimes we have a feeling of that momentum for a little while, and conditions change. And then there's a little bit of an art to not resisting, that we might need to remind ourselves again. Aware of what? It's not a mistake or a failing, this ebb and flow of the momentum. It's the nature of the development of awareness and wisdom. throughout our day, the momentum of mindfulness can go up and down depending on what's happening in our day. Certain areas of our activities, often we have less skill with being aware, being mindful. The formal sitting and walking practices, you know, that's our job, really. That's all that we're really aiming on, is the continuity of mindfulness. And here on retreat, we can have that attitude more throughout everything that we're doing. And yet there's so many places or ways of engaging in activities. I mean, even simple activities like brushing our teeth or chopping vegetables or cleaning a sink, setting out food, even things like that. We're engaged a little bit in content. You know, what do I need to do next? Where do I get the carrots? You know, just a little bit, even just a little bit of that kind of stuff can get in the way of remembering. And so it can be useful to kind of be curious, you know, not to try to force yourself to be mindful all day long, but more be curious about where are those ebbs of the mindfulness? Where are those places where it tends to get lost? When you go into your room and close the door, for instance, that may be a kind of more conscious, oh, phew, I don't have to be mindful anymore. I'm just kind of consciously saying to myself, okay, I'm not being witnessed anymore, I don't have to be mindful. And you know, sometimes being in community, seeing other people is a great support for mindfulness. So you might notice areas or places of the day, your yogi jobs, transitions between formal sitting, formal walking, places where the mindfulness tends to weaken. Begin to take an inventory there almost. Places where maybe there's a little more thinking that has to happen. Those of you who are service leaders in particular, you know, the area of the organization and steps that you have to do to accomplish a task, you know, those kinds of things. We can be mindful while that's happening. It's not counter to being mindful. But it may be a slightly different flavor of mindfulness. It needs to include the content, needs to include just the simple kind of process of what I need to do next. Sayadaw talks about he describes a way of thinking about that kind of awareness. He calls it 50-50 mindfulness. 50% of the attention with the content of what we're doing, the process, the thing we need to do next, and 50% of our attention on how we are while we're doing it, the effect it has on us, what our relationship to it is. And so there's the language of 50-50 mindfulness may feel like there's a split in mindfulness, but it doesn't have to feel like that. To me, it more feels like a broadening of the attention, kind of an expanding out. It's not just internal, it's internal and external. And that's actually an encouragement of the Buddha in the Satipatthana Sutta. Aware internally and externally. Aware of the context in which we are and how we are. So exploring that a little bit. And to me it does feel like a broad kind of awareness. It's not a jumping back and forth. It's not a, oh, I'm aware of this and then I'm aware of that. It's a less precise kind of specific detailed attention and a more spacious, relaxed attention that can pick up on some specifics when necessary, but is not aiming at looking for them. So this kind of 50-50 awareness has a very integrated feel to me. It feels more like an expanding outwards of the awareness. One of the other teachers who teaches a lot in this style, Carol Wilson, says that she calls this kind of awareness 360-degree awareness. For her, that language works more effectively to evoke the experience of what it means to be aware internally, externally, of everything that's going on. 360-degree awareness. So that language might work better for you. And so noticing areas where mindfulness tends to get lost during the day, if you happen to kind of take inventory, you know, spend some time being curious about where mindfulness gets lost during the day. Particular activities, particular places you are. Could be even various mind states, certain mind states. Maybe you start to notice that when boredom arises, or, you know, that you wake up a lot realizing the last thing you remember was you got really bored. You know, that kind of recognition might help you to recognize that, oh, when the mind gets bored, it tends to space out, it tends to get lost. And again, there's not any particular state or activity which is inherently contrary to mindfulness, including something like spaciness and boredom. We can be aware in those states of mind. There's just a very strong habit of not being mindful in those states. And so in taking an inventory like this, being curious about where does mindfulness tend to get lost, you know, maybe you recognize that mindfulness tends to get lost when you enter the dining hall at lunchtime, when you get into the lunch line, and you know you're mindful in the, maybe you're mindful in the line, and then like you notice that you're kind of mindful washing your hands, and then it gets lost. And so you're kind of tracking it, you might begin to get curious about when it happens. And then not to try to, at least with this style of practice, I really like to encourage a curiosity rather than a forcing. You know, not to force yourself, okay, I am going to be mindful while I'm going through that lunch line. You know, that kind of forcing might be a way to stay mindful, but it's not going to necessarily reveal what happens. You know, why it is that the mind tends to get lost there. And so there's got to be a more just sense of curiosity for me. It's like, okay, here I am in the lunch line. Let's see if I can notice what it is that catches the attention, that the mind goes out. And that shift of attention that I talked about, what is it that the attention shifts to that it just picks right up on and starts thinking about and proliferating on? What happens? So curiosity there. Maybe you'll notice that what happens is that you start looking at what other people are putting on their plates. And then you start thinking about it. And then you can be curious about that. Maybe you can just recognize, oh yeah, I'm seeing. Seeing is happening. And that will be sufficient to really, you know, support that continuity of mindfulness. So curiosity in this exploration, you know, first a kind of an inventory, what happens? And then curiosity, what happens in those places? There's something happening, something the mind is hooking to, something that you're not consciously aware of that the attention shifts to. So get curious about that attentional shift in these places where you tend to lose mindfulness.